Turning with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to be in verse 5 today, and then as we have done for the last previous 4 weeks, we'll be jumping into a story that demonstrates what love is based on what Paul is writing in this letter to the Corinthians church. And as you're turning there, let me just tell you about something that happened yesterday. Our Awana competitive team for Awana, they went and competed on behalf of Castle Baptist Church and came in fourth place in their heat and did an awesome job. You see some of the green shirts that are out here and some of the leaders that went. And so let's just give them a hand as they went. Did an awesome job. And some of them actually went on and got a little bit further. But Awana is such an awesome thing that we do here. If you don't know about it or not involved in it, let me just encourage you to be a part of it. But as we start week five of Love Is, I don't know about you, but for me, this has been a great series in that it has really helped me with some of my relationships. And the goal of this is to find out, as followers of Christ, what does it look like to love somebody like God does? See, Paul is giving us a picture here of what love really is. And I love the songs that Rodney picked out this week, and that Love Ran Red, and just this whole idea that the greatest love in the picture of love is Jesus. And so, as followers of His, today what we're going to do is look at another part of this verse which tells us what love is. And so, in 1 Corinthians 13, 5, jumping in to the next verse from what we looked at last week, read along with me. Here's what it says. It says, "It does not dishonor," talking about love, "it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs." And today we're going to be focusing on really the first part of this verse, and we'll get to the other parts later. It says it does not dishonor others, and it is not self-seeking. And so to sum this up, really what this means is that love is respectful, that it's respecting of people, that when you think of love, according to what it's saying, is you don't dishonor others, and it's not self-seeking, and summed up in this idea that love is respectful. And I'll be honest with you, when I really began to look at this and study, I thought, man, I've never heard a sermon on being respectful. I've never preached a message, nor have I ever heard one specifically on respect. But the reality is that all through the Scriptures, we are commanded to respect people, that we are to be a respecter of people, not to look over others. Matter of fact, Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus tells us that we should respect our elderly. And the older I get, I'm appreciating that one. You know, I want people to finally respect me. It may take my entire life, but it will happen eventually. Ephesians 5 and 6 tells us that children should respect their parents. I certainly like that one. And especially if you have kids, but also it tells us that husbands and wives should respect each other. As a matter of fact, when it comes to this idea of respect in the marriage relationship, did you know, ladies, that nowhere in the Scriptures does it actually command you to love your husbands? Some of you ladies are like, whew, off the hook. But it actually says to respect your husband. And so what is the picture there? That respect really is a picture of love. And so many times, if you think about this idea of respect, so many times, just like some of the other things we've talked about, you know, we kind of have this general idea of what it is, but we've never really thought about how does that relate to my walk with Christ and what is the true meaning of that in our lives. But we are called to respect everybody. As a matter of fact, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, the first part of it says this: show proper respect to who? Everyone. And then it goes on to say, and love the family of believers. Certainly what we should be doing as followers, and especially as people that go to church together, we should show each other respect, right? So today we're going to talk about that. What does that look like? And so respect is one of those words we talk about a lot, but I'm not sure we really know how to define it. As a matter of fact, we probably know what respect doesn't look like more than what it looks like. And so really what disrespect is, as our verse tells us, it's self-seeking, or it's rudeness and self-seeking. And we want to avoid that. But let me see if you can relate to maybe what this definition of what humbleness, not humble, but disrespect is not. Check this video out.
Don't push me. I need it. She needs to do what she needs to do.
I know, but she's not getting dressed.
Every time we need to go somewhere, every time we need to do something, it's always this behavior.
Was I seeing right? An 8-year-old throwing a fit like she's some 4-year-old.
This is ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Parents allowing their 8-year-old daughter to hold control over them like a 4-year-old. I was totally stunned.
All right. How many of you have seen The Super Nanny? Yeah. Thank God for The Super Nanny. Some of you are like, man, I need her to come to my home. But listen, that's the picture really of what our verse is saying, is that to not dishonor others and to be self-seeking. But let me give you a definition about what respect is. Respect is showing value and honor to others by our actions. It's less, once again, about a feeling. It's about our actions. So respect is showing value and honor to others by our actions. And so as you watch that video, let me tell you something. It's hard to watch that, certainly as a parent. And listen, it's horrible to see that. As a matter of fact, I think that, you know, if you are someone who's not married and you're thinking or you're dating, just watch this video every day. It will be the best, you know, way to keep you pure. And so just check it out every single day. Watch it every day before you head out, because you don't want to head toward this. And so we want to be respectful. But listen, as bad as it was to watch that, guess what's worse? Adults that act like that. And there are adults that act like that. One of the worst things is when an adult does not show respect, when it doesn't show in value and honor others by our actions. And so here's the reality. Every single day, as we leave today, as we head throughout the week, we're going to interact with people. Especially as followers of Christ, we're going to be meeting folks at our work, at the store, school, home, wherever it is. And did you know that every single person that we run into is wearing a sign? Now, you can't see it. It's invisible, but guess what that sign says? It says, it's asking the question, do I matter? Does anybody notice me? Does anybody care? What am I worth? What is my value? And so what happens so many times is we're going to look is that people are seeking the respect of those around them, and they do all kinds of sometimes bad things. But ultimately, we see that God shows us that through respect, we can show love. Love to other people. And we're going to be looking at a story today that Jesus, once again, is the focal point of what is taking place. And so listen, how many of you, as you watched that video, got a little stressed? Yeah, you're just like, can they turn down the sound? I mean, it's just like, ugh! You know, and so, you know, why? It's because you looked and you saw that they were being disrespectful. And the Bible tells us how bad and how dishonoring it can be to be dishonoring and self-seeking to others. But here's the question that we need to answer today. If we're just going to be real, if we're just going to be honest, are we disrespectful or are we respectful people? When people see me, or when they interact with me, do they feel like we felt when we watched that video? Is there a tension? Is there a wanting to get away? I mean, when we interact with people, do they feel encouraged, or do they just want to get away as quick as possible? Just like when you saw the video, you wanted to turn it off. We all have people in our lives like that, right? When you see them coming, what do? You're just like, what door can I jump out of? You know, what phone call can I pretend to be on? You know, you're just, you know, trying what you can to avoid them. And so listen, we want to learn how to be respectful, because in doing so, as followers of Christ, we are, as we'll see in just a few moments, can make a huge impact in people's lives as we show them the respect that many times we ourselves wish that we had. Being respectful is one of the greatest ways that we can show love. But so here's the funny thing, is that so many times, even in our own pets, we see this thing. And I don't know if you're a dog person or a cat person, but I'm just going to tell you something. We're going to put them up here. I'm a dog person. I mean, if people treated each other like dogs treat their owners, this would be a wonderful place. Amen? And listen, you know, any negative cat emails, you can send them to Chris Cotting. You know, any negativity, you can do that. But listen, let me just tell you something. Here's the two things as you think about dogs and cats and which one you might be. Here's what the dog says. You love me. You feed me. You shelter me. You must be God because you love me. Here's what the cat says. You love me. You feed me. You shelter me. I must be God. Once again, they all go to Chris, by the way. The emails do. But here's the tension question. If we're going to have our relationships better, if we really want to change from the inside out, we've got to really learn what it means to show others respect. And so how do we show them respect? And what kind of person are we going to be? Because we want to show them the love of Christ. And in our own relationships, in our personal relationships, we want to be loved and we want others to feel loved. And so love is respectful. And so because of this, we're going to show signs of respect to people. We're going to show a sign of respect to them. And so jump with me over to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, as we kind of jump into the story that we're very familiar with. Probably if you grew up in church, you've heard this story so many times, you could probably recite it, you know, almost word for word. But how many of you have heard the story of Zacchaeus? Yeah, a number of you, but not everybody. And so we're going to talk about that, but you remember the song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, you know, I mean, climbed up in a sycamore tree, and we're not going to sing the song, but we are going to tell the story today. And so Zacchaeus is a man that meets Jesus, but let me just set the scene for you here. It's a dusty, hot day, and they're headed, Jesus and the crowd that is with him is headed to Jerusalem, and Jesus with his disciples is they're 1 week away from Jesus going to the cross. And he's headed through Jericho, which is the only way, that route's the only way by which they could go. And so Jesus is coming through, and as with Jesus all the time, people would begin to hear that he was coming, and crowds would form, and people would be, there'd be a lot of excitement happening. And so Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, with that in mind, here's what it says. It says, Jesus enters Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. You see, we've heard that story many times perhaps, but today I want you to look at it in the idea of signs of respect. And so pause for just a second as talk about this idea of the sign that people are wearing, and ultimately as we look at some ways that we can show signs of respect, I just want to talk to you just a second about how useful signs are. You see, signs are things that will help us get some other place. Signs will give us the information. And so we're going to look at some signs today through this story. But as I think about the usefulness of signs, it just reminded me of some signs that I've photographed along the way. And I'm kind of strange. I know that. You're probably like, yeah, amen, we figured that out a long time ago. But if I see an interesting sign, I just like to take a picture of it. Anybody else? I'm the only strange one. Okay. All right, so one more strange person. I appreciate that. And so let me just show you some ones that I have actually taken pictures of. I thought this was hilarious. This was at a ski resort. Like, duh. Slippery. Now, this one is in the airport in Belarus. And it says, it's funny, is that we were teaching English, and it says, place for children's swaddling clothes. I have no idea what swaddling, I think it meant swaddling. And the idea that a baby is on a flying carpet is hilarious to me. And so I took the picture. And this other one, just see if you can guess. What does this mean here? Do you know? Somebody said bathroom. I like the way they think. Yeah, when I first saw this, I thought it was bathroom too, but it's really exit. But if you've ever been overseas and had cabbage for 5 days, this is really what the bathroom sign looks like right here. And then the next one I think is, I took this picture in Publix. And so, you know, this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I don't know what happened to the lady, and I hope she made it to the bathroom. Listen, signs are important because they help us get to where we want to go. And as we look at the story of Zacchaeus, here's what I want you to get, is that we're going to talk about some signs of respect. And so if you're taking notes, the very first one is a stop sign. And And here's what we want to get. If we want to show respect and learn how to love people through being respectful, we've got to stop and see the need. We've got to stop and begin to slow our lives down. We've said this numerous times through this, but this is what love is that life is so busy. And so Jesus is coming through. The crowds are there. And ultimately, what do we see? We see that Jesus is not speaking. He's not teaching. He's just walking through, and He's paying attention to what's happening all around Him. And we'll see that that is a huge and important thing. And so here's this guy that is, you know, he's like the IRS, you know, back in the Hebrew days. He's not exactly loved and adored by his family or his friends, as he's someone who has been skimming off the top for years, been stealing, and all of this was so that he could gain, through money and prestige, gain respect. And suddenly he hears that Jesus is coming. And Jesus coming through. And so what does he do? Because he's short, which probably didn't help much, that he was a short guy of stature, and he climbs up in a tree. As a matter of fact, this tree actually exists. They believe this is the tree that Zacchaeus climbed up into, and it's probably even 1,000 years before Jesus came. This tree was around, and so this is really a pretty amazing thing. There's a plaque there to commemorate that this is the tree that Zacchaeus was in, and the road is the exact same road that Jesus would have come through. And so Zacchaeus is up in this tree, and he's looking down, and he's looking to see Jesus, not expecting that Jesus is going to notice him at all. You see, the reality is, being short and being shunned, Zacchaeus probably spent a large portion of his day trying to gain the respect of others, wearing that sign, just like everybody does. Do I matter? Does anybody notice me? As a matter of fact, we see that the when it comes to showing respect and paying attention to what is going on, we read that even in 2 Corinthians 7:15, Paul talking about this very thing with Titus, who was somebody that he had raised up in the faith, he had sent him to Corinth to go and to minister to them. And here's what he says, 2 Corinthians 7:15, talking about and bragging on this church. And here's what he says. He says, "And his affection for you," talking about Titus, "is all the greater when he remembers that you were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling." You see, Paul is saying, "I'm bragging on you because when I sent Titus to you, you could have disrespected him. It wasn't me. But Titus showed up, and what do we see? We see that Titus remembers with affection what? What happened? That they were obedient, that they listened to him, that they heard the things that Paul had sent to share with them from Titus's mouth, and it says that they received him with fear and trembling, which means they showed him respect and concern. And Titus was affected by it. It built him up. It encouraged him because they took the time to stop talking and to see the need, just like Jesus did. And so let me ask you a question. How many of you have had a time in your life when you just felt like nobody cared? Everybody, if we're just honest. And so the reality is that when you do that, it doesn't feel good, does it? Feels very disrespected. Feels very lonely. And the reality is, if we want to turn around our relationships, then we have to begin to show respect. Now, some of you are thinking, I get it. You don't know this other person in my life. You don't know what they've done. You're right, I don't. You're like, how can I respect them and this person? Here's what we're going to talk about, is that ultimately we can't do it on our own. But we can respect people because of the fact that God has put that love inside of us to reach people where they are in spite of their circumstances. And so what do we see? We see that when Jesus took the time to stop and to see the need, he saw that Zacchaeus was up there trying to see. And so we see that the first sign is a stop sign. We need to stop talking and see the need, which means we need to slow down. But the next sign of respect that we can show people is this, and this is a big one, is we can keep our promises. No U-turns. If we are headed in a direction, if we promise we're going to do something, if we say we're going to do it, we do it. I'm just going to tell you, there's no greater way that people feel disrespected and unloved is when you say you're going to do something and then you do not do it. It shows huge disrespect. And so, I don't know about you, but Jesus looks up at Zacchaeus. We see that, what does he say? He says that he's going to go to his house that day. He looks up at Zacchaeus, realizing, looking down, trying to see Jesus. He says, Zacchaeus, come out of that tree because I'm going to your house today. And let me just tell you something. If Jesus tells you he's going to do something, you can bank on it. When God promises to do something, he will do it. And Jesus, not just doing it to show in front of others, but absolutely was going to go to Zacchaeus, one of the biggest sinners, as we'll see later, in that community. And Jesus meant what he said. You see, Zacchaeus, looking for the respect that he desired, here is Jesus, the creator of the universe, the one that's in the middle of everybody looking to him, and he looks at the one in the tree that everybody despises and gives him respect. Shows him love. And promises. He says, man, listen, this isn't just about me just acknowledging you. It's a personal thing. So keep your promises. No U-turns. Let me ask you something. Has anybody in here ever broke a promise with anybody? Of course. I'm raising my hand with you. But if you ever had a promise broken that somebody promised you, yeah. How did it make you feel? Disrespected. Unloved. Not very important. That sign that you're saying says, listen, nobody's paying attention. Nobody sees I'm here. Nobody's loving me. But listen, Proverbs 25:14, here's what it says when it talks about broken promises. It says, like clouds and wind, without rain is one who boasts of gifts never given. It's like you're in the yard and or your farm and you need rain and suddenly you see the rain cloud coming and you're like, oh, here it comes. And then it just kind of just goes right over. No rain. See, just like the farmer disappointed, when we promise something, we need to fulfill it. Especially as followers of Christ. Because in doing so, we show such great disrespect. And listen, so many times, I don't think it's out of meanness. I know it isn't for me many times. It's just because I don't know how to say no. And I commit to things that I shouldn't commit to. And I say things half-heartedly. Words matter, and especially when it comes to showing someone respect. But let me just tell you, somebody who understands what promises mean. That's kids. If you promise a child to do something, do you think they think you mean it? Absolutely. Matter of fact, if you say, your child says, hey, can we go to the movies tomorrow? And you're thinking, yes. And they're like, what's the next thing they say? Promise? And you're like, yes, I promise. And they're like, hope to die? And they're like, this is getting really weird. And then they go, stick a needle in your eye? And you're like, okay, wait a minute, you know. But listen, they take it seriously. Let me ask you something. What if we took our promises that way in our relationships? When it comes to work, to marriage, to family. You know, when it comes to, hey, are you going to stay in this marriage and stay faithful forever? Yes, I am. Promise. Hope to die. Stick a needle in your eye. Are you gonna fulfill your promise on this deal, this business? Are you gonna do exactly as you say? Promise. Hope to die. Stick a needle in your eye. Listen, when it comes to respect, a sign of respect is the fact that we keep our promises. You know what? God has kept every promise in this book that He has ever made. Some have yet to be fulfilled, but everything He's promised will happen. But think back all the way through the Bible, you know, Noah, after the flood, you know, he says, Noah, I will never destroy the earth again by flood. And Noah's like, promise? Hope to die? He says, look, rainbow, my view of a promise, that I will never do it again. Abraham, age 99, his wife 89, he says, hey, you guys ready to have a baby? Abraham's like, promise? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, Abraham's like, dude, we don't have any teeth between the two of us. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, how are we going to, have babies. I mean, Abraham and Sarah would be the only people that would be going and buying diapers and Depends at the same time. I mean, it's absolutely a promise that God fulfills. But then what comes out of Abraham? The promise of Jesus, right? And then ultimately the promise that I will forgive your sins. Jesus went to the cross. He died. He rose again, fulfilling His promise. Listen, absolutely, there are no U-turns with God when it comes to do that. And because of that, it shows great respect, which is love. Shows great love. And then we see that when it comes to signs of respect, that we need to see people or others the way that God does. You see, the sign for that would be the scenic route. So many times in life, and we talk about this a lot, is that when it comes to life and our relationships, it's all about getting it done. Going from point A to point B. And I get it. You know, Monday through Friday, just getting up, going to work, trying to get everything happening is tough. But when it comes to our relationships, what can happen so many times is that we have to slow down and begin to really appreciate the people in our lives. So important. Not to skim over our relationships, which is what we do so many times just because we just want to get it done. And I'm going to tell you what, that sign that everybody's wearing that says, well, do I matter? Do you notice me? And so many times when we just blow through, and I've been just as guilty as anybody, listen, if we want to show signs of respect, we need to not take the most direct route, but take the scenic route. Slow down and take time. You know, many of you are wondering what's happening in my relationships, but the reality is it's just because we are not appreciating and taking the time in those relationships. Matthew 9:36 gives a beautiful picture of Jesus. When He would go, He would slow down and appreciate and notice. Matthew 9:36, it says, when He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. You see, respect has compassion for people. We got to take the scenic route when it comes to our relationships so that we can have compassion on them. Because if we don't slow down, we won't be able to do it. Now listen, there are multiple ways to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. I've done it. Has anybody ever taken a trip from east to west all the way to California? Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. If you haven't done it, you should do it. But there's multiple ways to do it. And listen, the whole idea is this. If we're going to go, there's one way to go. It's an airplane, right? You can get there in 4 hours. You accomplish the task. You get to California. But you don't get to see much of the United States, do you? You just go right over the top of it. Now you can take a train. Train is great. You're going to see a little bit more, but you're restricted to what you can do. You're chugging along and everything's fine. But you're not going to see as much. And then you can see the RV. One of my dreams is to get an RV and just go all over the United States. You with me? Okay, yeah, just a few of you. I was going to say, we need to get a bigger RV, but I think you guys will all fit. So, but then, if you really want to see America, let me just tell you what you need to do. You got to walk. You got to walk. You see the picture of the sycamore tree. Jesus walking through saw Zacchaeus. He slowed down enough that he began to see others the way God sees them. In Romans 12:16, here's what it talks about. That we need to see everybody the way God sees them. It says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. You know, so many times we pick and choose who it is we're going to hang out. And I get it. We're more comfortable. You see, Jesus over and over then gave the picture. Zacchaeus is a great example. Nobody wanted to hang out with the short tax guy. So much so that this void in his life for respect, and he was trying to get it through riches and through status and all those things. But Jesus spots him in the tree and says, Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house, because God saw Zacchaeus differently. He saw Zacchaeus into his heart and what he could be rather than everything that was on the outside. And I've been just as guilty as you that when it comes to showing respect, I only respect those that are like me. I only respect people in a certain tax bracket. I only respect people that vote the same way I do. I only respect people, you list it, you name it. The Bible says over and over again, do not be a respecter of persons in the sense that you pick and choose. Because let me just tell you something. At the foot of the cross, it is all level. Jesus died for everyone and gives an opportunity for salvation to all those who will receive it. And so we have to see and take the scenic route in our lives. We've got to slow down. We've got to appreciate those relationships. And Zacchaeus, Jesus tells Zacchaeus, I'm going to spend some time with you. I'm going to your house. And so finally, the last way of showing respect as we wrap this story up, we see that it's a yield sign. You see, ultimately, what do we see? We see that as Zacchaeus begins to see what Jesus is doing, he begins to see that Jesus is loving him through the respect that he's always wanted. He's noticing him. He's calling for him. He's wanting to spend personal time with him and seeing him the way God does. He begins to yield his rights, to give up that desire just to be, you know, to be respected and trying to go about the way that he's going to do it. And so we have to yield. We have to yield our rights or your rights and give to others. See, one of the greatest ways that we can show people respect is that we don't always have to be right. We don't always have to win. We absolutely serve them and love them for who they are because they're somebody that God loves. Because God has placed them in our lives. And sometimes these people don't deserve the love that we're there, but we ultimately love them because of the fact that Christ first loved us. And so let me ask you something. Do you have anybody in your life that really serves you? That you can think of that just, you know, maybe just once, but there's been somebody in your life who went out of their way just to serve you and there was no agenda whatsoever. They just absolutely showed you the greatest respect, and by showing you respect, showed you the greatest love by just absolutely serving you. Has there been anybody that like that in your life? I hope so. I hope that this church can be a place like that. But what about you? What about me? Have we been that person to somebody that yielded our rights just so that we could love them and respect them? That we could absolutely serve them? So what do we see in Luke 19, 6 through 8 as we bring our story to a climax and then to a close? Here's what it says. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to the guest, be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here now I will give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Do you see what's happening here? Zacchaeus, you know, the one looked down on in the community, but in his mind, wearing that sign, does anybody care? So I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get everything I have so that I can be important in my own mind. And Jesus looks at him and says, Zacchaeus, come down because I'm coming to your house today. And somewhere in that transformation, Zacchaeus begins to understand that the love and the respect that Jesus is showing is because he loves him, that he cares for him. That it's not about his sins. It's not about everything he's acquired. It's not about anything other than the fact that Jesus cares about his heart and about loving him and having compassion upon him. And he says, listen, you come down. And what's interesting is Jesus doesn't say, Zacchaeus, here's what you need to do. You see, when Zacchaeus receives the love of Christ and feels the respect that he's had, suddenly it is outplayed in a display of respect and love to those all around him. To the point that what does he do? He begins to realize the very thing by which he has been the most disrespectful to other people. By cheating them. By taking their money. By being somebody that he should not be. And so what does he do? He says, listen, he said, if I've cheated anybody out of anything, and trust me, he had, I will pay back four times the amount. You see, the result of Jesus doing that in his life caused a reaction in the other person's life. You see, earlier, some of you, as I said, hey, you got to respect somebody, you're thinking, I can't respect that person. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they've done. But let me just tell you something. You don't know how God's going to use you as you respect that person and love them, the change in their heart because they expect you not to do it. See, Zacchaeus expected Jesus to be like everybody else. That's why he climbed up in a tree. He just wanted to see. And God looked up and he yielded his rights. God had every right to pass Zacchaeus on by. But Jesus asked him to come down. Here's what happened. Luke chapter 19, verses 9 through 10. Jesus makes a declaration about Zacchaeus, which is amazing. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." You know what? Jesus looked into the heart of Zacchaeus and he saw the faith displayed by what Zacchaeus did by giving the thing that was most important to him, the thing that gave him the most respect, the thing that gave him the status. And he now realized, Zacchaeus saying, those things are not important because it's my respect for God that matters. It's my respect for God that changes the way I live my life. You see, Zacchaeus was not saved because he gave something. Zacchaeus gave because he was saved. You see, Zacchaeus, he did not find salvation, but gave because he realized that he could not outgive God. You see, the respect, which translates to love, that Jesus gave Zacchaeus was life-changing. Because he came and gave a great example of how God has done everything for us. And so for us, as we respect somebody, one of the greatest things we can do is to serve them, to humble ourselves, to give up our rights, and to do that. And listen, let me just tell you something. This pretty amazing example of what has been happening really for years in this church, but culminated this past week in something. And I just want to brag on, you know, the Walt Pittman Sunday School class, because they have been ministering to a family for years. And I just want to show you a picture. This is Sherry Moore on the left. And what she's doing there is she's signing adoption papers for Colton. And on the right, you see this family that has been ministered to by these people. And listen, they've given up the right to say, no, I'm not going to watch Colton, or no, I'm not going to help, or no, I'm not going to help financially. All these things that have taken place culminated in the fact that this family now is together. And this young gentleman, this young boy here named Colton, for the very first time, his name is Colton Moore. It's been a cool thing to watch in doing that. And so be sure to congratulate them this past week as now that family has been brought together. But what a great example of showing respect by yielding. Yielding to rights and giving to others. So here's our takeaway as we kind of close. I'm just going to put them all back up here. And I don't know which one you need to work on. I don't know if you need to stop talking and just to see the need. You need to slow down and begin to appreciate your relationships. Maybe you need to begin to keep your promises. Maybe you've been real bad about just saying you're going to do something, and then ultimately you just don't do it, and the people in your lives feel the disrespect. They just don't listen to anything else you've said because of the disrespect that they have. And today is the day that you can say, God, I'm going to start keeping my word. I'm going to keep my promises. Or maybe you just need to see people the way God sees them. Begin to slow down and take the scenic route, or maybe you need to begin to yield your rights so that you can give to others. I don't know which one it is for you. Maybe it's multiple. But I do know this, that if I and if you, if we want our relationships to be what God wants them to be, we have to begin to show each other respect. Because in doing so, we show love. With that thought in mind, let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about the fact that what we do in here on Sundays, we come together and we worship, it's because we love and respect God? We do it to the best of our ability. You ever thought about when you stand and sing, that when you do that and you're saying, "Yo, you've never heard me sing." Well, I probably haven't. The people around you probably have. But here's what I will tell you. It's not about the ones around you. When we sing, when we stand, it is about singing because of the respect and love that we have for God. Out of a heart. And when we give, it's not about how much. It's not about, you know, why we give. But ultimately, the greatest thing that we can do when we give, when we take money out of our pocket that God gave to us anyway, and we put it in, it is out of respect for what God has done for us. And so as we move into a time of decision, let me just read one more thing for you and to remind you of something. That these are all signs of respect that are behind me, but let me just tell you something. The greatest sign that we need is that we can't accomplish any of those without Jesus. We can't accomplish any of those effectively over any time without a relationship with God. Let me just tell you something. If you don't know Jesus today, then your relationships from the inside out will never be what they should be, because ultimately you can try as hard as you want. But if you don't have that sign written on your heart, it's where you've got to start. So if you don't know Jesus today, listen, I'm going to be right down here. I would love to introduce you to Jesus, who can save your life, who showed the greatest expression of love, and that was on the cross. So let me read this and we'll be done. Ephesians 5:2. It says, "And walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." We are asked to walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us. Let's pray together.